Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today is Zechariah chapter 10. We'll listen to our guest reader, Brian Taylor, Vice President and General Manager of Salem Communications, read Zechariah chapter 10. Salem Communication Corporation is America's leading Christian and conservative multimedia corporation, serving millions of listeners nationally. Brian Taylor is the leader here in Denver. He's our guest reader on Zechariah chapter 10. We'll listen to the 12 verses.
The book of Zechariah chapter 10. Ask rain from the Lord in the season of the spring rain, from the Lord who makes the storm clouds, as he will give them showers of rain to everyone the vegetation in the field. For the household gods utter nonsense, and the diviners see lies. They tell false dreams and give empty consolation. Therefore the people wander like sheep and are afflicted for their lack of a shepherd. My anger is hot against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders, for the Lord of hosts cares for his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like his majestic steed in battle. From him shall come the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler, all of them together. They shall be like mighty men in battle, trampling the foe in the mud of the streets, and they shall fight because the Lord is with them, and they shall put to shame the riders on horses. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Then Ephraim shall become like a mighty warrior, and their hearts shall be glad as with wine. Their children shall see it and be glad, their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them and gather them in, for I have redeemed them, and they shall be as many as they were before. Though I scattered them among the nations, yet in far countries they shall remember me, and with their children they shall live and return. I will bring them home from the land of Egypt, and gather them from Assyria, and I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon, till there is no more room for them. He shall pass through the sea of troubles, and strike down the waves of the sea, and all the depths of the Nile shall be dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be laid low, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, declares the Lord.
In 1991, I read Zechariah 10 through 14 on the same day, and I had one reference concerning chapter 10, and that's referencing verse 12, and in his name they will walk. In 2001, I read Zechariah 10 through 12 on the same day, and on chapter 10, I applied it to a circumstance in my life. So let me go through this journal reading with you. I wrote, people are in trouble because there's no shepherd, and God's anger burns against the poor leadership of the shepherds. Chapter 11 may be a message to me about my current employer. The shepherd, the leader, does not shepherd or lead the flock, the team. He uses us for his own personal gain, fattened for the slaughter. Let what is dying die. And I thought, well, maybe that's my relationship with the company I was working for. We are asking, give us due respect on wages, and he responds with price of a slave, or we are not worth much to him. So the sheep and the shepherd are being destroyed. Is God breaking the bond between him and the staff? What to do, Lord? What do I do? Yes, the word of God is applicable. As I read the scriptures, it's amazing how often they directly impact and apply to the circumstances in my life. I can tell you, not only was Zechariah a prophet, but those words that I wrote were somewhat prophetic. I ended up leaving this company early in 2002. In 2011, I also read Zechariah's chapter 10 through 12 on the same day, and I wrote, God's love. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though I had not rejected them. And that's referring to verse 6. And I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, declares the Lord. And that's verse 12. God restores. He makes us strong. Let's look into a couple of key principles in Zechariah 10. We'll look at verse 2. The people wander like sheep. They are afflicted for lack of a shepherd. Verse 3 goes on to say, my anger is hot against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders, for the Lord of hosts cares for his flock, the house of Judah. Yes, God cares about leaders. He cares about how we treat other people. So if you're in leadership, take these words as a warning. God cares for those we shepherd. It's our responsibility to lead them and shepherd them in proper ways according to the Word of God. And when leaders don't lead, people are somewhat like sheep and they just wander or they go astray. So it's the shepherd's responsibility to keep track of the sheep, to guide the sheep, to provide for the sheep, and to protect the sheep. If you are a leader, today, based on this chapter, is a good day to take stock of how you are taking care of the sheep God has entrusted you with. Referring to the context that this chapter is written, Zechariah, remember, is encouraging the people to get back to work, to build the wall and build the temple. And God is saying through Zechariah that he will repopulate Jerusalem. Let's look at verse 6. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back, because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Verse 8 says, I will whistle for them and gather them in, for I have redeemed them, and they shall be as many as they were before. Though I scattered them among the nations, yet in far countries, they shall remember me, and with their children they shall live and return. I will bring them home from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria, and I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon till there is no room for them. And the chapter closes with verse 12. I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name, declares the Lord. Zechariah paints a beautiful picture of a restored Jerusalem filled with people coming back from all the lands of captivity. Maybe you have been away from the Lord. Maybe you have been away from Jerusalem. Maybe God is saying through Zechariah, come back. Come back, and I will take care of you. Come back and walk in his name, and he will make you strong once again. Friends, if that's the case for you, take a little time today to reflect on your walk with the Lord. Have you walked away? Has your spiritual life been scattered? Today is a great day to make your way back to the Lord. Today is a great day to pray. Ask for his forgiveness. He is a God of forgiveness and a God of restoration, and he will restore you. Pray that you will walk once again with him and allow him to make you strong. And by the way, if you do something like that and this podcast affects you, Zechariah chapter 10 affects you in a positive way, let us know. We love to hear testimonies and stories about how Ad Bible is touching your life. So just contact us at EzraProject.net. There's a contact page, and you can tell us your story. We'd love to hear it. Father, we pray for any who have wandered away from you, who have been scattered. We pray, Lord, that you invite them back. They hear your invitation. They confess their sins and come back to you today. We thank you that you are a God of restoration. We thank you that you're a God who can make us strong in you once again. Thank you for your love and your faithfulness to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. Amen.